Welcome to Mount Olive First Pentecostal Holiness Church. Thank you for connecting with us. In just a moment, Pastor Jeff will be sharing an uplifting and encouraging message that we pray will inspire you in your walk with God. Our desire at MOF PHC is for you and your family to find hope in Jesus Christ so that He will transform your life. Thanks again for connecting with us. Please contact us if we can help you discover God's purpose for your life. Enjoy the message.
Okay. This last message here I want to get into, as for me and my house, we will obey the Lord. We will obey the Lord. You can take all those other declarations and throw them out the window if you're not willing to obey the Lord. As for me and my house, we will obey the Lord. Now, the reason why I feel like the Lord put that on my heart was recently He put a scripture on my heart in Romans 16:19. If you have your Bible, turn there. I'll put it on the screen. Very short verse, a couple of verses. Excuse me. This is the Apostle Paul, and he's talking to the Christians there in Rome. And I love what he says to them in Romans 16:19. Romans 16:19. In Romans 16:19, Paul, in this letter here, speaking to the Christians there in Rome, he says, everyone has heard about your obedience. What a testimony. Everyone has heard about your obedience. So I am full of joy over you, but I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. Everyone has heard about your obedience. If you were to keep reading just a little bit further, I didn't put it up there, but the Lord showed it to me late yesterday evening. He even talks there about how the good news would go to the Gentiles so they could believe in the Lord and obey the Lord. How many of you know we need to believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? And we need to do that so we can go to heaven, but just not so we can go to heaven. We need to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ so while we're here on this earth, we can obey Him. And so God is calling us to obey Him. The Lord, He wants His people to walk in obedience to Him. And I thought about what a powerful testimony of those Christians in Rome that everybody has heard about your obedience. May our testimony at Mount Olive First PH Church be everybody has heard about our obedience. That God's people at Mount Olive, they're walking and they're obeying the Lord. But you know what tends to happen when we talk about obeying the Lord? We tend to obey whatever God wants us to do as long as it's comfortable and convenient. How many of you know it, that when we can't pick and choose when it comes to obeying the Lord? That's not how it works. We must be willing to obey the Lord always. We must be willing to obey the Lord always. What good is it for us to read God's word and to live in God's word and not be willing and obeying to do what God's word says? What good is it for us to pray for God's will to be done in our life, but we're not willing to obey the Lord? What good is it for us to have the power of the Holy Spirit working in our lives if we're not willing to obey the Lord? God help us. God help us to walk out those declarations that we've made from the beginning of the year until now, and that happens through our obedience, that we'd obey the Lord. And as followers of Christ, we should have our heart set on obeying the Lord with our lives. That's what my prayer has been today. God, help the people at Mount Olive First PH Church that we would pray, set our hearts on obeying you, Lord, always. I want to obey the Lord always. I want to obey Him with my eyes. I want to obey Him with my mouth. I want to obey Him with my feet, with my hands. I want to obey Him with my ears, what I allow in. I want to obey the Lord with my relationships. I want to obey the Lord with every area of my life. You know why? Because I love Jesus. Jesus said in John 14:21, whoever has my commands and obeys them is the one who loves me. You see, your obedience and your love are tied together. Let me ask you this morning, do you love Jesus? Do you really love Jesus? Because your love for Jesus is tied to your obedience to Jesus. The proof of your love is not necessarily just in your words, but the proof of your love, the Bible says, is in your obedience. It's in your obedience. Walking in obedience is about being in love with Jesus because you love Jesus and you will obey him. And that was the testimony of the early church. The apostles, along with the early church, you could see their love for Christ was tied to their obedience to Christ. You remember early church, Peter and the other apostles, they were living in a day much like what we are now, probably a whole lot worse, but there was a pressure in the culture. There was a pressure in the culture to conform to the world standards and to conform to an empty religion. And those that were pressuring the early church, they brought Peter and some of the other apostles in. And remember what Peter told him? He said, listen, you're going to pressure me, but guess what? We're going to obey God rather than man. And what they were saying was that no human command is greater than God's command. And that we must be willing to obey Jesus, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. To me, what they were declaring in that face of pressure to conform to the culture and to conform to an empty way of religion, you know what they were saying to me? As for me and my house, we're going to obey the Lord. We're going to obey the Lord. So what is obedience? What is obedience? Well, I put a definition here for you. Obedience is being willing to do whatever the Lord is telling you to do or not to do and leaving the results to Him. Let me read that again. Obedience is being willing to do whatever the Lord is telling you to do. Make sure it's the Lord telling you to do or not to do and leaving the results to Him. There's many pictures of obedience in the Bible. One of the pictures of obedience that Paul uses is the picture of a servant and how he responds to his master and his commands. And the Apostle Paul, many times in the scripture, he illustrates the Christian life by comparing us as servants of Jesus Christ. And Paul said, servants must obey their master. Listen, church, if we claim to be servants of Christ, then we will do whatever the Lord commands us to do. As a servant of Christ, I want to obey the Lord in every area of my life. I hope that's your desire. I hope that's your heart. As servants of Christ, listen to me, church. We don't have the option of deciding whether to obey or not to obey, because when you choose not to obey, that's disobedience, and disobedience is sin. James 4:17 says it like this. Anyone who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it sins. God commands us. He gives us these commands not so we can pick and choose the ones we want to obey, but he expects us to do everything he tells us through his word. He's our master and we are his servants, and if we love him, we will obey him. God, as for me and this house, God, help our love be tied to our obedience, and we will do whatever you tell us to do, and we will leave the results to you. But there's some things you need to know about obedience that I want to just share with you real quickly. As for me and my house, we will adjust our lives to obey the Lord. We will adjust our lives. If you're going to obey the Lord, it's going to require you to adjust your life. When Noah was given instructions about building the ark, there was no way that Noah could continue to live his life like he was living before. Noah had to make some adjustments in his life to be able to obey God and to build the ark. Think about Moses when he received those instructions and he was in the desert and he was herding sheep, and God spoke to him there. And you remember that, right? He spoke to him and told him to go back to Egypt and confront Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let God's people go. Guess what? Moses had to make some adjustments in his life so he could obey the Lord. When Jesus when he called Andrew and Peter and James and John to follow him. These men had to make some adjustments in their life to obey the Lord. They left their fishing business to follow Christ and become fisher of men. Obedience is going to require you to make some adjustments in your life. So what adjustments do you need to make in your life to be able to obey the Lord? You may need to adjust the way you spend your time. You may need to adjust your schedule, adjust your plans. You may need to adjust how you treat people. You may need to adjust how you talk and how you walk. You may need an attitude adjustment. I saw you look. Adjust the way, some of you may need to adjust the way that you're living. Some of you may need to adjust the way that you're giving. When God shows you the adjustments you need to make, guess what? Your job is just to obey. Your job is just to obey. I remember, I was thinking back over this weekend, back in 2009, Lisa and I, we sold our house and downsized, obeying the Lord, following the Lord's direction. And then even in 2009, I left a great job with a great company to obey the Lord. We adjusted our life, our plans, to be able to obey God. And we had to, let me tell you this, we had to leave our comfort zone to be able to obey the Lord. And I know many people in this church who have made some major adjustments in your life so you could obey the Lord. And I praise God for you. But I'm asking you this morning, do you have some adjustments that you need to make in your life that God's been speaking to you? And the question is, are you willing to adjust? Are you willing to adjust your life to make sure that you're obeying the Lord? And I want to just tell you this right here. Until you're ready to make the adjustments in your life to obey the Lord, all you're doing is setting yourself up to miss God's will and God's plan for your life and what He would want to do in you and through you, all for His glory. When you decide that you're not going to make the adjustments that God's speaking to you about, what you're doing is setting yourself up to miss out on what God truly desires for you, and that's His perfect will. If you know God is calling you to do something for Him, you don't need to debate it and you don't need to delay it. You just need to do it. You just need to do it. I'm not saying you don't need to pray about it, but listen, you pray as you trust the Lord, but don't debate the Lord. Don't delay the Lord. Just do what God's telling you to do and leave the results to Him. Some of you in here today need to make the adjustments. You need to make the adjustments. I'm not saying make the adjustments so you can leave your job and go right straight into a ministry or a mission field. God might be speaking to you to do that, but you might need to make the adjustment where you can start leading prayer at your work or doing a Bible study at your work or there at school or whatever God's speaking to you. Or maybe you need to make the adjustment that when everybody else is tearing Christ down at work and talking about church and how sorry people are in church and how hypocritical they are, maybe you can be the one to say, you know what, I'm adjusting my life today and I'm going to stand up and I'm going to be a bold witness for the Lord today. Hallelujah. Come on. It's not always easy to make the adjustments. That's why prayer is so vital. It's not always easy to obey the Lord. In fact, Jesus reminds us that there's going to be a cost to obedience. So as for me and my house, we're going to count the cost as we obey the Lord. How many of you know obedience will cost you? Jesus in Luke chapter 14, He had a large crowd following Him, and Man, praise the Lord for His word. He turns around to this large crowd and He says, "For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it, lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish." And then later on, Jesus would say right there, He says, "Any of you who does not give up everything, he cannot be my disciple." Listen to me, church. There's going to be a cost to your obedience to the Lord. There's going to be a price that you have to pay. Think about Moses. I go back to him. The Lord directed him to go back to Egypt and speak to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." He obeyed the Lord. And here's the cost. The workload of the Israelites increased and the workers were beaten. And then God's people that Moses represented, they started turning on him and complaining about him. There will be a cost to obeying the Lord. The Apostle Paul, he was following Jesus Christ. He was delivered from a life where he was persecuting the church, and now he's proclaiming the good news. He obeyed the Lord, and he left that lifestyle, and he went to proclaim the good news, and here's the cost. He found himself being threatened and being persecuted. In fact, he was beaten, and he was left for dead. There is going to be a cost to following and obeying the Lord. Think about Jesus. He came to this earth to save the lost, but the cost was Jesus suffered and was crucified on a cross. He paid the price for all of mankind's sins. Philippians 2:8 says that he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. There is going to be a cost to your obedience. Let me tell you what some of those costs are. I didn't put this on the screen, but if you can write them down, please. There's going to be obstacles to your obedience. There's going to be obstacles to your obedience. I can call them the five C's. The obstacles to your obedience to the Lord, numero uno, comfort, your comfort zone. God wants to get you out of your comfort zone. That's an obstacle, is your comfort. Confusion, conflict, critics. I can't believe you're doing what you're doing. That doesn't even make sense. You know, I had family tell me that when I left my job that I had for 10 years. Do you know exactly what you're doing? Do you really think that's a good idea? I don't know, but I'm trusting the Lord. I'm going to obey the Lord. God will make a way. Hallelujah. There'll be critics, and there's going to be challenges. There's going to be obstacles to your obedience, comfort, confusion, conflict, critics, and challenges. And there's going to be opposition to your obedience. Jesus even told us when you don't count the cost and you don't finish the work, there's going to be people that are going to mock you. And so there's going to be opposition. People are going to ridicule you. They're going to mock you. They're going to threaten you. And I just want to remind you that nobody ever said obedience was going to be an easy road to take. Obedience will not be easy, but obedience will be worth it. No cost, no challenge, no obstacle, no confusion, no conflict, no opposition can compare to the blessings that we will experience when you walk in obedience to Jesus Christ. As for me in this house, we will obey the Lord. Because when you obey the Lord, you know what that does? That unlocks the blessings of God. It unlocks the blessings of God. So we can declare that it's for me and my house. We will unlock God's blessings with our obedience. I read this here. I'm not sure who to give credit to for it, but it was in a book I was reading recently. And it fit well here. And I just want to share this from an early Christian writer. He said this right here, disobeying God is the same as telling him to hold back all the blessings that come with obedience. And if you do that, you're insane. I wonder how many insane Christians we have today. Disobeying God is the same as telling him to hold back all the blessings that come with obedience. That would be insane. You hear me, friend? Obedience is what we need because obedience unlocks the blessings of God. There's going to be adjustments we have to make. There's going to be costs to obeying the Lord. But I promise you, nothing comes even close to the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blessings of the obedience to God, because obedience will get God's attention. If you're willing to step out in obedience, it'll get God's attention. Deuteronomy 28:1 says this right here. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on the earth, and all these blessings, say blessings, all these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. I'm not talking about the blessings of a Cadillac or a Mercedes, or you send $7 and $7,000 is coming to you late at 7 o'clock tonight. I'm not talking about that junk. I'm talking about the blessings of obedience that come through Jesus Christ. And the obedience outweighs the adjustments, it outweighs the cost, it outweighs everything. The blessing of obedience is Jesus taking your life and using it for his glory to carry out his will. That's the blessing right there. Don't you want to be a blessing? The blessing is God can take your life, no matter who you are, he can redeem you, rescue you, restore you, and use you to be a blessing. And that's the blessing. The blessing of obedience is his supernatural help in your life. The blessing of obedience is his power being made perfect in our weaknesses. The blessing of obedience is his peace that he gives us that surpasses all understanding. The blessing of obedience is his joy that is our strength. The blessing of obedience is the anointing of the Holy Spirit that is at work in our life. The blessing of obedience is his grace, his marvelous grace that is sufficient for us. The blessing of obedience is knowing that God is with us and he is for us. Obedience unlocks the supernatural blessings of God in your life. Now I'll take you back to Moses. Follow along with me here. Obedience opens up and unlocks God's blessings. God told Moses when he went back to Pharaoh and they were there and there were the Red Sea was in front of them, the enemy is pursuing them, and God told Moses to raise his staff. And Moses obeyed, and the Red Sea parted. You know the story. And the people of God passed through on dry ground. Moses obeyed the Lord, and we see the blessing of obedience. God opened up the Red Sea, and the people of God escaped the enemy. The disciples, they obeyed Jesus, and they went out two by two under the power and the authority of Christ, and they healed the sick, and they cast out demons, and they came back telling the Lord, we obeyed you, and sick people were healed, and demons fled, and that's just another indication there's a blessing in our obedience. Peter obeyed Jesus and walked on water, the blessing of obedience. Jesus obeyed his Father and died on a cross and was buried. And on the third day, Jesus was raised back to life. The obedience that Jesus had to death led to resurrection power. There is blessing in obedience. Obedience will unlock God's supernatural blessings in your life. How many of you want the blessings of God in your life? All right, well, about half of you. I reckon I need to preach another 30 minutes. Let me give you an example of that took place this past week. So on Thursday morning, how many of y'all know we've been praying for a young boy named Caden Bowden here in this church? We've been praying for Caden. He's been at Duke Hospital for several days. Just a rare thing where his immune system has attacked his blood platelets, and he's been a sick fella, very sick. We've been praying for him. I want you to put that picture up here, one picture. No, the other picture. There you go. On Thursday morning, it would be on your left, right in the corner right there, there's a young lady that has her hands like this right here. Her name is Nikki Wolf. Some of you probably know Nikki, I don't know. But Nikki, on Thursday morning, she woke up and the Lord had put on her heart about having a prayer rally for Caden Bowden. Caden was in Duke Hospital. A lot of classmates, a lot of friends and family are not able to go up there because, I mean, he was on lockdown. I went up there and saw him last week, and it was like Fort Knox. they had him locked in there, and so not everybody could go. And she thought, man, the Lord's putting us on my heart, the people that really love him and can pray for him, we could come together on the ball field at Calypso. And can anything good happen in Calypso? Absolutely. It happened this past Thursday. Praise the Lord. And she said Thursday morning, she woke up, and she was telling me the testimony. She woke up, and she just sensed the Lord speaking to her about having a prayer time for Caden. And then, you know, Thursday was leap day, I believe it was. And she got a devotion about, you have this extra day, make the most of it. And she said as soon as that devotion came into her, she realized that God was speaking to her about going forward. So that morning, she decided that she was going to have a prayer rally for Caden. And she started sending word out. And through my wife, she sent a message to me, would I be willing to come and be willing to pray? She obeyed the Lord. She obeyed the Lord. And at 6 o'clock that afternoon, there was a crowd of people that gathered at the Calypso ball field right there on the infield at the mound to pray. But guess who showed up? Put that picture up there. Caden showed up. Caden Bowden showed up. And Caden was in the hospital that morning, and she took that step of obedience to have that prayer rally. And to all of us just being amazed, Caden was actually released from the hospital, and he made it there to be there for the prayer rally. And he stood on Pitcher's Mound, and we laid hands on him, and people began to pray over him and declare healing over his life. And we declare that healing today right now in the name of Jesus. We pray the blessing of healing over that young boy. Praise the Lord. Don't tell me, listen, your obedience will unlock the blessings of God. We didn't expect him to be there. In fact, really and truly, he shouldn't even have been there for a lot of different reasons. But he was there. God put him there. And we were so encouraged. And that family was so encouraged. And by the way, they want me to tell you all here today at my First PH Church, thank you all for praying for that young boy and their son. So keep praying for him. I don't know about you, but I want the blessings of God in my life. I want the blessings of God in my life. I want the blessings of God in your life. I want the blessings of God in this church, in this community. And it's all going to come when we make the declaration that it's for me and my house, we are going to obey the Lord. We're going to obey the Lord. I can't help what the culture does, the pressure that we're going to experience to conform. I can't help it. I am going to be in God's word, and I'm going to be in love with the Lord, and I'm going to follow the Lord, and I'm going to obey the Lord, and I'm going to experience the blessings of the Lord until we're ushered out of here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. You got to make it personal. So when I ask you this, brother, if you guys will please come, and let me just ask you a couple of questions here before we pray. These are personal questions for you. For you, sir. For you, ma'am. Will you be willing to obey the Lord no matter what he tells you to do or not to do? Will you be willing to obey the Lord no matter what he tells you to do or not to do? And will you leave the results to him? Will you be willing to obey the Lord no matter the adjustments and no matter the cost? And would you be willing to leave the results to him? I know you're going to, it may not make sense for what God's calling you to do, but you can trust him through the adjustments, you can trust him through the cost, and you can leave the results to him. Will you do whatever the Lord says do? Will you serve? Will you be willing to speak when nobody else will speak for the Lord? Will you be willing to testify? Will you be willing to witness? Will you be willing to share the good news? Will you give to the work of the Lord? Will you love? Will you forgive? Will you help people? Will you pray for people? Will you encourage people? Will you obey the Lord will you obey the Lord? As for me and my house, God, help us to obey you. God, help us to obey you. Every step, everything about our life, God, help us to be willing to adjust. Help us to be willing to count the cost. But God, we know that you're going to bless us through it all. So we want to pray. But before we pray, I want to say this to you. That anyone that's here today and you may not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, listen to me, please. In that same passage in Romans 16, he says the good news has come to the Gentiles so that the Gentiles can believe, and they can believe so they can obey the Lord. You're never going to obey the Lord until you first trust the Lord as your Savior, as your Lord. Listen, if you're lost today in sin, the Bible says that sin separates us from God. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of eternal life is through Jesus Christ. You can be saved today. You can start walking in obedience today by first saying yes to Jesus, asking for forgiveness of your sin, repenting from your sin, and receiving Jesus Christ by faith to be your Lord and to be your Savior. That's the very first step before you can obey the Lord. Obey. Hey, take that step of obedience first. And you're talking about a blessing. Just knowing that you're saved and that your sins are forgiven and there's a new birth, a new life, a new joy. You can experience it today through Jesus Christ. So I want everybody just to do me a favor. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Just pray. Just pray. Holy Spirit, move here. Speak to every heart, especially anybody that's here lost. Just begin to draw them to the Father. Help them to be willing to surrender and submit their lives to you today, right now, in this very moment. If you're here, my friend, and you're not sure that you're saved, and you don't know that you're saved, and heaven's not sure for you, and you're ready today to respond. You want to be saved. You want your sins forgiven. You want to receive Christ. You want to turn away from sin, and you're ready to follow. You're ready to believe and follow and obey Christ. I want you to do me a favor, please. Would you be bold enough right now? I promise you we're not going to embarrass you. We just want to pray for you. We want to make sure that your soul is secure and that you're on your way to heaven. And we want to pray with you. If that's you this morning and you want to make a commitment to Christ, a new commitment, or maybe rededicate, lift your hand real high so I know how to pray for you right now. God bless you, son. Is there any others that would be bold enough to say, that's me, Pastor, pray for me right now. Pray for me right now. I want to make sure that heaven is in my future. God bless you, sir. Is there anybody else? Anybody else? God bless you, ma'am. Anybody else? Come on, please. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. This is about your soul. God bless you, son. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just everybody keep praying. Those of you that raised your hand, or maybe you didn't even raise your hand, I want you just to pray with me right now. Just pray. Jesus, I admit to you that I'm a sinner. I need to be saved. I need my sins forgiven, and I know you can do it. I trust in what you did for me on the cross at Calvary. Thank you for dying in my place. Thank you, Jesus, Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Thank you for shedding your blood that my sins could be washed away, past, present, and future. And today, by faith, I believe in what you did for me. I confess with my mouth, Jesus, you are Lord. Make that confession, friend. If you raise your hand, make it. Jesus, you are my Lord. And I surrender my life to you today. I repent of my sins. And I receive you to be my Lord and to be my Savior. And I commit my life right now. Come on, please. Make this your prayer. I commit my life to believing in you, to obeying you, following you until I get to heaven. Thank you for saving me And thank you for the new birth I have, the new peace, the new joy. And I receive it all in faith right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And all of God's people together with these that made this a prayer.